Welcome to this episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, but Who Came Up with Dating? A humorous guide to help you succeed in dating, and Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of an LDS missionary in post-apartheid South Africa. Thanks for joining us today. In conjunction with the Valentine series that we are doing, we're going to talk about dating ideas today. And my purpose in doing this is not so much to give you a list of ideas, but rather to get you thinking in terms of what kind of date would be best for our potential relationship. As an example, if you ask out a girl who is very creative but very shy, and you take her to a party with a lot of people, she may have a little bit of a hard time reaching out, and she may kind of huddle in the corner, and you may think by the end of it, she's not that into me, when the fact is she may have just been shy. But if you were to take her to go do pottery together, for example, you may be blown away by the things she can create and how open and talkative she can be with just you. So the idea is to choose a date idea that's going to best develop the relationship. It may not be that the relationship is not working out, but rather that you're just choosing date ideas that are not the best for the two of you. So let's talk about some date ideas. Let's start with traditional dates. Obviously, if you don't know somebody very well, sometimes the traditional, more stereotypical dates can work to at least to get things started. So going to see a movie. This is a very traditional one, and it's one you have to be a little bit careful about. Make sure that the movie that you're going to see is a decent one. In fact, I would suggest that you start with a movie that is much higher standard than even you traditionally do, just so that you can help your date feel comfortable. You don't want to immediately take your date to a PG-13 movie that he may be a little bit uncomfortable with. And consider that cheesy or boring is not too big a deal, but make sure the movie is not going against your values. And even more important, make sure they're not going against your date's values. Because consider, if you want to quickly lose your chance with a good, faithful member of the church, just go to a movie that'll make them feel uncomfortable. And for Jenny and I, the best movies lived up to our standards 100% and provoked good conversation. So keep that in mind. Is this a kind of a movie that's probably going to make us walk away talking and interacting more? If so, then it might be a good option. And in fact, the more interesting, the more funny, the more thought-provoking or meaningful the movie is, the better this works. And if nothing else, a good old Disney show is usually fun to see too. And if you do find yourselves in a movie that doesn't meet your standards, walk out. You know, just turn to your date and say, "I'm sorry, I didn't know it was going to be like this. Maybe we should leave." By saying that, it's actually going to do more for increasing your chances with your date than if you were to just sit through it and try to be as comfortable as possible. Because you're telling your date that you have high standards. You're telling your date that there are some things that you simply will not allow. And that sends a great message. And I want to emphasize again, I know I said this in the last podcast, but a movie is not a cuddle fest. In fact, I would highly suggest that you don't cuddle during a movie, because it can send the wrong message and it can make a person uncomfortable. While you may be physically interested, they may not be sure yet. And if you're putting your arm around your date before they are ready, it could lower your chances for a future opportunity with this date. So be very careful with the physical. You know, if you do want to hold hands during the movie, you can make that offer. You may even want to ask your date if it's early in your dating experience. Another traditional date method is dinner. Now, this may seem like a risk-free date, and it can be, as long as you do some very basic communication with your date. If you assume too much, you're going to get yourself into trouble. Don't just say, "Where would you like to eat?" if you're the one asking out. That can make somebody feel, you know, they don't know if you have in mind McDonald's or Lakai, you know. And so it's better to say, "What's your favorite kind of food?" Or do you prefer Mexican or Italian? Or maybe something like, "I was thinking we could eat either at Denny's or Olive Garden. Which sounds better to you?" That gives them an option without forcing them to come up with all the ideas. You know, when somebody's asking you out, you don't know what their budget is. You don't know how expensive or how fancy they really want to go. And they really don't want to have to come up with the idea. But at the same time, too, if somebody hates Mexican food, you don't want to say, "Hey, let's go to Taco Bell," you know. It's better to say, "Would you rather eat at Taco Bell or McDonald's?" If you know, if that's the price range that you're looking at. And if your date doesn't immediately choose between the two, or says, oh, I don't care, anything sounds good, then just pick one. Don't insist on them deciding if they're not going to choose from the choices you give. Another traditional date: bowling, miniature golf, laser tag, corn mazes, so on. Okay, these are always fun because they require no skill at all, but they're up and doing things. Another one is go to a concert or a play. This can be a little bit more fun than a movie, in my opinion, simply because you're watching something live with real people. And this can mean anything from a pop artist to a symphony. Just remember the same rules with movies, okay? Don't use it as a cuddle fest, and make sure you go to something that's going to be strong values. And I like to use as a rule of thumb, if the lyrics or the dress of the artists don't meet your church standards, don't go. It, just like a movie, if you discover partway that this is not meeting your standards, just turn to your date and say, do you mind if we leave? That's going to leave an even better impression on your date than if you were to go to a fantastic show and thoroughly enjoy it, proving that you do have high standards. And obviously that is uncomfortable to do, so do a little bit of research before you go, or before you suggest that play or that concert. Now let's talk about some icebreaker dates. It's possible that you don't know the person very well and you want to kind of break the ice and be able to start conversation, but don't really know where to go with it. So here's some ideas for some icebreaker dates. Do a group date. There's something about getting in a big group that makes it easier to talk and laugh and get to know people. Sometimes it's easier to ask your friend, so what kinds of things do you like to do in your spare time, than it is to ask your date. And if everybody's asking each other those questions, then your date is learning about you and you're learning about your date. Another idea, go to a mall, a museum, a zoo, or a gallery. If you walk around a mall or a gallery together, there's a lot to see, a lot to spark conversation. Zoos and museums have a lot to see and hear. Any place that displays different kinds of things that will provide dozens of avenues for conversation can be a good thing for breaking the ice with getting conversation start. And if a conversation does start, don't rush through it to get to the next display. Instead, use the opportunity to learn about your date and to help them get comfortable talking with you. The conversations you have will do better to nurture potential relationship than just about anything else. Another idea, do something athletic, such as a sport, together. Even something as simple as frisbee can be a lot of fun on a date, and if you both love sports, do them together. Sometimes doing something physically active can help you both forget that you're actually on a date, and you end up having so much fun and laughing and talking so much together that little bit of awkwardness that you may have initially had at the beginning of the date will go away. And when your body and mind are active, usually your emotions are more positive, and your experience together is going to be uplifting and fun. Another idea, anything that can get you both laughing. Humor has a way of opening the mind and the heart in ways that few other things can do. Okay, let's talk about some creative dates. If you are asking a creative person out on a date, it might be a good idea to have some creative ideas in mind, because even if creativity is not your specialty, by asking the person to a creative kind of a date, they're going to open up and they're going to have so much fun that at the end of the date, they're going to think, wow, I really like this person. I really like the things we do together. And it can help them to take interest in you because you made them feel comfortable. Even if you're kind of standing around trying to figure out what to do, if they are fully engaged, they're going to feel like they're having a great time. So here's some creative ideas. The story game. Now, this is one that my family and I invented, and we found that it's really a lot easier and funner than you think it might be when you hear it. This works best in a group date. Give everyone a piece of paper and a pen, and have everyone write in maybe two or three sentences the beginning of a story. It can be a fairy tale, it can be something Harry Potter-ish, it can be, you know, just make up something and don't tell each other what you're writing, just write the beginning of a random story. And then fold over your portion of the story so that it can't be seen, and then pass it on to the next person. Have everybody then write the end of a story at the bottom of the page, one or two sentences of the end of a story, and just a totally random, unrelated story to your first story. And then when you finish that, fold it over and hand it on to the next one. And if there's four of you, it's going to end up that everybody's going to kind of participate in each story somehow. When you pass it on again, the next person is going to read the first of the story and the end of the story. And they're probably going to be unrelated. The first may be something about Harry Potter. The end may be a story about My Little Pony. And what they've got to do is use the middle to make this into one story, one consistent story. And that can be hard to do, but I promise you it's hilarious. And once you finish filling in the middle to make this one consistent story, then you'll pass the story one more time and you will take turns reading each of the stories. And this can be so much fun. And you'll find everybody laughing at these ridiculous stories that you come up with. That can be a really fun one. Here's another creative idea. A progressive picture or cartoon. This is kind of similar to the last one in the sense that you're passing things around, but draw a little bit of a cartoon, maybe a person sitting on a chair, and then you pass it on, and the next person will add their portion. Maybe they'll draw a tree and a bird in the tree, maybe an airplane crashing into the tree, or a car trying to avoid running into the tree, and then pass it on again. And anyway, you'll end up with just this big crazy picture, and that can be a lot of fun, especially for anyone who loves doing cartoons. Another idea is sing a duet or a quartet. If you and your date, or just your date, are interested in singing, this can be really a lot of fun. And there's something about singing in harmony and singing together that creates a bond that can be a very good thing for dating. Another one, go dancing. And while you're at the dance, here's a funny little idea. Do some charade dancing. When the music is a little upbeat and it's kind of fast-paced, act out different things in dance moves, such as vacuuming the floor. Find a way to do the motions of vacuuming a floor that look like a dance. This can be a lot of fun. And then say, okay, let's try another one, washing the dishes, you know. You'll be amazed at what simple actions can look like a great dance. Try painting together. Start with a fresh canvas and just go at it. This can be a lot of fun. Just get some acrylics, or you can do oil paint if you have it. If you don't, just go get some red, yellow, blue, white, and black acrylics. The total cost will be about $6 for a little case of them. And then get a big piece of paper or a canvas or something, and then just paint together. You know, it can be a lot of fun. Sculpting. For $10, you can go get a big wad of clay and get together and either do modeling clay, which comes in various colors per package, or you can do the kind of clay that can be burned to solidify. There are actually also some modeling clay type of clays that you can cook in your oven and solidify, and then those you can paint afterward. This may sound to you like elementary school stuff, but if your date is a creative person, especially if they do any kind of sculpting or anything working with clay, they're going to have a great time. If they have any creative spark in them, they're going to find this kind of activity a lot of fun. If it's Easter time, decorate eggs. Get some acrylic paints or some different mediums and decorate eggs together. A creative person is going to have a great time with this. There's a lot of activities that can involve acting, such as improvisational type of things. And it doesn't have to be too deeply involved. There's a couple of games that I've heard of that can be a lot of fun for improvisational acting. For example, grab something. It can be a book and say, okay, now we've got to take turns, you know, acting out something that this is besides a book. So somebody takes it and uses it like a steering wheel. Somebody else takes it and sits on it like a chair, you know, act out different things, you know, and then switch to a hanger. And the hanger, somebody uses it as if they're water skiing, and another person might take it and act like it's a ninja weapon or something. That can be a lot of fun. Another one is asking questions. You've got to have a conversation where you're not allowed to say anything except a question. So you might say, how are you? And then they might respond, why do you ask? And then they respond, are you uneasy about my question? You know, you just got to go back and forth in question form. You might even, if you do that, start with a venue. Say, okay, we're at a restaurant, and you're the waiter, and I'm the customer. And then you can only ask questions. That can be a lot of fun. If you're in a group date, try the game Freeze. Start with two people acting out something. Maybe they're water skiing, okay? And then somebody who's not participating at the moment shouts out, freeze! And then they've got to freeze in place. Whatever their position is at that time, they freeze in place. That person goes and taps one of the people who's been acting, and that person then gets to go out. And then the person takes their place in their position and starts acting in a new way. So maybe it looks like, to them, like it's a dance. And so they start dancing. They're like, yeah, this dance is great. And they just immediately start acting, and both start acting until somebody else says freeze. So it doesn't take much acting skills, but it can be a lot of fun for somebody who, especially who's into that kind of thing. Try some origami paper folding. Go to the library and get a book of origami ideas and just have a bunch of colorful paper about, construction paper or something. And if creating something like animals sounds a little intimidating, just do various types of paper airplanes and then have a paper airplane contest. See who can fly the furthest. Give each other hairdos. This one can be a lot of fun and take some creativity. Probably a girl is going to feel a little more comfortable doing a guy's hair than vice versa, but why not? Give it a try. It can be a lot of fun. Let's talk about some get-to-know-you dates. It could be that you communicate well with each other, but maybe you don't know each other as well as you'd like to. So let's talk about some get-to-know-you ideas. Here's a game that my family invented. We call it What's Your Favorite Smartie? And this is going to work best in a group date, but it's really a good way to get to know other people well. But have everybody in a circle sitting around a table, and then start with one person. Maybe you can do paper, rock, scissors or something to decide who goes first. And then you decide a question to ask that person, such as, what color is your favorite Smartie? And then, without the person answering the question, everybody else needs to guess at what they think that person's answer is going to be. And so the first person will say, well, I think it's probably red, and I think it's probably blue, you know, and you'll go around and guess. And then that person, once it gets back around to them, then they will give their answer. And whoever guessed right about what their favorite would be gets a point. And you go on to the next person and have them ask a question but not answer it immediately while the others guess at what that person's answer is going to be. And the reason this works so well is because if you ask a question like, what's your favorite type of music? And then everybody guesses, regardless of how people answer, in the end, they're going to answer what their favorite type of music is. Or if you ask, what's your biggest fear? Regardless of what everybody answers, they're going to give their answer. And don't feel too bad if you never know your date's answers, because by the end of it, you will know your date's answers, and you'll have gotten to know your date considerably better, and they will get to know you better, because you're going to be asked those questions as well. Another get-to-know-you-date idea, go on a walk or a hike together. Something about just walking together engages the body enough to not feel uncomfortable being alone together, and it also provides a comfortableness that is really conducive to conversation. And it's really easy to talk to someone when you're just walking together. Another way is to read a book together, especially a nonfiction book. And I say that, reading a fiction book together can be a lot of fun and is definitely great for a date idea. But if you want to get to know each other, start with a book that's going to provoke conversations. If you have a book like The Color Code or The Five Love Languages, where it's talking about personality styles and personality types, you're going to get to know a lot about each other because your date's going to be saying, oh, you know, when I'm in this kind of a situation, this is how I feel and this is how I react. And when I get angry, this is how I usually respond. And when I'm worried, this is how I usually react. Or really any kind of self-help book will promote this kind of talking. Play a board or card game, and especially if you play a game like Would You Rather or Truth or Dare, some of those games that get you talking about different approaches to a situation or different preferences to things. Those kind of things will really help you get to know each other. Let's talk about some funny dates. Funny dates can be so much fun for anyone, regardless of your personality. So here's some funny date ideas. Make a video together. In fact, if you're not sure how to start with making a video together, make a spoof of The Princess Bride or One Bride for Seven Brothers. Something so common and something that everybody knows that you can, in a group — this does work better in a group, of course — in a group, you could say, well, let's all make a spoof of Harry Potter. Okay, who's going to be Harry Potter? Okay, and let's just act it out in some silly way. That can be a lot of fun, especially if you go through and do the editing and get things all lined up so that you can watch the movie at the end and make popcorn and have a great time watching it afterward. And if you've got a big group, you could divide into groups of four and make separate videos and then come and have a contest so you can make the better video. Another one, and this works for just two, but it's even better if you have more than two because you can stay with your date. Separate in a grocery store and look for the goofiest thing in the store. So say, okay, we got 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, meet back. We're going to see who can find the goofiest thing in the store. And then everybody runs off, and you'll be surprised what weird things you'll find in stores. We've played this a number of times, and did you know they pickle watermelon rinds? Yeah, and there's a number of things they pickle, such as pig's feet and pig's ears. Anyway, so try it. Bubbles. This can be a lot of fun. You would be surprised how much fun you can have with a simple container of bubbles. Maybe even get two of them. And if you really want to have a great time, get some of those everlasting bubbles. I don't know if they still sell those commonly, but anyway, get some bubbles and then go to a public place and blow them. You could even take a drive and blow them out the window of your car at stoplights and so forth. This can be a lot of fun, and it will get you laughing wherever you are. Get on YouTube and watch some funny videos. Obviously, you got to be careful about your approach, but America's Funniest Home Videos is on YouTube, and you'll watch little portions of videos that can be a lot of fun and get you laughing. Calvin Ball. If you're familiar with the comic Calvin and Hobbes, you'll recognize Calvin Ball. Now, in Calvin and Hobbes, they have the flags, and they have a ball, and they have all these different things, but there's only two consistent rules throughout this game, and that's that you never play the same way twice, and second, that you make up the rules as you go along. So it can work with just about any activity. Say you're going miniature golfing, and you say, hey, let's play Calvin Ball rules. And your date's going to say, what? You know, well, it's basically you make up the rules as you go, and you can't play the same way twice. So maybe after every round, we got to add a rule or change the rules a little bit. So you say, okay, this time you can only hit with the wrong side of the putter. And then the next time you could say, okay, this time, anytime the ball hits a wall, you have to crow like a rooster or cheer out loud as if you just made a great point. You know, make up bizarre, crazy rules as you're going along. I promise you, it can be a lot of fun. So when you're thinking about the type of date to do, think about your date. Think about the person that you're asking out and consider what kinds of things are going to help them feel comfortable, what kinds of things are going to help strengthen the potential relationship, what kinds of things are going to get them out a little bit more. Maybe if you're having trouble being open and conversing with your date, maybe try some things that you know are going to be comfortable for you. And it's not limited to creative dates and break the ice dates. Think about the things that your relationship needs. Think about possible relaxing dates or educational dates, dates that include family, athletic dates, spiritual dates, free dates. This is especially a good skill to learn after marriage. Think about culinary dates, spontaneous dates, maybe some service-oriented dates. Think about some emotional dates or conversational dates, even some financial dates. Make a list of some ideas within each of those categories, especially those that are going to apply to you and your date. And I think you'll find that as you do dates that are custom made or custom designed to you and your date, you're going to have a much better experience. You'll really learn enough to know whether or not you can be compatible with this person. And maybe if you didn't think you could be, but you really hoped, you may find after all that you can. And you've just got similar interests in something that's not within the traditional date ideas. So think about that, and I'd love to hear some of your ideas. Either comment on the podcast page, which is gospellivingmadeawesome.com, or you can comment on the Facebook page. Thanks for joining us again today. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, But Who Came Up with Dating, and Giraffe Tracks. Join us again next week for another episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome.